This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Rick Parker, Assessor, Reynolds County, Missouri, Appellant versus the DO Run Resources Corporation, Respondent, decided January 30th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Southern District in Division Rick Parker, Assessor Reynolds, County, Missouri, Appellant, Num SD 38539 versus filed January 30th, 2025. The DOE Run Resources Corporation. Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of Reynolds County. Honorable John D. Beeger, judge affirmed. The issue presented by this appeal is whether the State Tax Commission, the STC, misapplied the opinion by our High Court, Frontier Airlines, Inc. Air versus State Tax Common 528 SW2943. Mo Bank 1975, in assessing a leasehold interest. The Doe Run Resources Corporation, Doe Run, maintains in certain real estate owned by the United States Bureau of Land Management, the BLM. Rick Parker, the assessor for Reynolds County, assessor, appeals from the Circuit Court's judgment affirming the STC's decision and order in question. Finding no error as alleged, we affirm. 2. Applicable law and principles of review. We review the action of the agency, here the STC, rather than the Circuit Court's judgment. Crown Diversified Indus, Corpian v. Zimmerman, 683 SW3D 273, 279, Motor Bank 2024. When, as in this case, the agency's final decision incorporates the hearing officer's decision, the decisions are reviewed together. Ed Bauer. This court determines whether the STC's decision and order is authorized by law and supported by competent and substantial evidence upon the whole record. Edir, quoting M.O. Const. Archer v. Secretary 18. This court defers to the STC's factual findings and reviews the agency's legal conclusions de novo. Edi. Here, the party's dispute concerns the property tax assessment of Doe Run's leasehold interest in the BLM property. It is required that every person owning or holding real property or tangible personal property on the first day of January, including all such property purchased on that day, shall be liable for taxes thereon during the same calendar year. Section 137.075. 1. To calculate these taxes, county assessors shall annually assess all real property, including any new construction and improvements to real property and possessory interests in real property. Section 137.1115.1, emphasis added. The term possessory interests includes leaseholds. St. Charles Kenty, Vers Curators of Universe of Mo, 25 SW3D 159-161, Mo Bank 2000. The assessed valuation of property is its true value in money. Aspenhoff Corp v. State Tax Common, 789 SW2D 867-869, Mo Apitzau, 1990. Determining the true value in money is an issue of fact for the STC. Cohen vs. Buschmeyer, 251 SW3D 345-348, MOAP, 2008. However, to the extent the decision and order was based on the one all statutory references are to RSMO 2016, as updated through RSMO Kumin Sopietskir, 2018. 3. STC's interpretation and application of the law. We review the STC's conclusions of law and its decision de novo, and we make corrections to erroneous interpretations of the law. Union Elec, Cohn v. Estes, 534 SW 3D 352 365, MOAP 2017. Internal quotation marks omitted. Our review here, therefore, is de novo, as assessor only challenges the STC's conclusion that Frontier mandates a particular approach to valuation under the facts of this case. To the Frontier decision. Having determined the nature of our review, we next turn to and summarize the case at issue relied on by the STC. Frontier involved a multi-million dollar assessment for tax year 1968 of certain property leased by several airlines and a food and drink provider located at what was then known as Lambert St. Louis Municipal Airport, owned and operated by the City of St. Louis. 528 SW2D at 944.45. The dispute between these taxpayers and the assessor, among other parties, was the use by their respective experts of widely differing methods in arriving at their opinions concerning the valuation of the interests here involved. Downage, at 9:45. The taxpayer's expert stated with respect to leaseholds, the proper method is to determine the value of the property, the economic or rental value thereof, and the contract rental of the property, as well as the length of the term of the lease and other provisions thereof, which are the obligation of the lessee. ED. He too do run argues that because assessor only takes issue with the valuation method used, this court must defer to the STC's findings. In support of this proposition, Doe Run quotes Crown Diversified Induce, Corpus, for the principle that the proper methods for valuing and assessing.